We don't have the exact diagnosis just yet or what the issue is, but I've said this for a month, really, the whole season since he got hurt. I cannot count on DJ LeMahieu. I have no faith. I mean, I'm sure, I'm assuming he'll come back eventually, but we've seen him play through nagging foot injuries. I have no faith that DJ LeMahieu will give them anything this year. I had a lot of faith. I was expecting a lot out of DJ LeMahieu. Everybody told me how great he felt, how great he looked. It's the healthiest he's been in a few years. He was able to have a full offseason, blah, all this, the typical stuff you hear. And we know how good DJ LeMahieu can be when he is healthy. So I was expecting a bounce back year, not to the levels of 19 or 20 probably, but still somewhere around 300. But, you know, hopefully somewhere over 275, 280. I was hoping for that type of year from DJ LeMahieu, and now I have no faith in it, and now I don't even know when he's going to come back, as it's been a completely tumultuous thing since he got hurt, right? He gets hurt initially, it seems like it's just a bruise, he's going to be out a while, now, as he's ramping up, it's really starting to hurt him, now we do a new scan, there is a little bit of a fracture in there, or an issue in there, so they got to give him more time, then he's going to have... His first rehab assignment's going to be on a Friday. No, let's wait. We got a last scan. This scan showed not as much healing as we'd like, so we're going to push it back till Tuesday. Okay. We haven't seen as much healing as we liked on Friday, so we'll give it to him we'll let him play on Tuesday. Seems like a short turnaround. But anyway, he goes for the rehab assignment. It lasts one at bat. Yesterday, he had one at bat, strikeout, and left the game. And now with a sore foot, he's going to get reevaluated back in New York. I don't know when you're going to see DJ LeMahieu. I don't know if you're going to see DJ LeMahieu, and then when you see DJ LeMahieu, I have no idea what he's going to be. And honestly, I'm really not enthused about it, and I don't have any expectations. And thankfully, although he's starting to cool off a little bit now, I do think Oswaldo Cabrera's done a nice job. And Birdie, it sounds like, is going to be back relatively quickly, and I do like him even though he got off to a slow start. He wasn't playing a lot. None of the Yankees benches. Nobody on the Yankee bench is getting a lot of playing time right now. But I to get a bat at third base or to get an infield bat, it's not the hardest thing in the world come trade deadline. So I'm not overly concerned about it necessarily. But it's disappointing that DJ LeMahieu can't make it back. And I don't know when he's going to get back. And it was crappy news to get today. But ultimately, that's it. I'm considering DJ LeMahieu a non-factor for the season. And I would think the Yankees have to do the same.